listener production.
US stocks find their footing ahead of a tsunami of corporate earnings.
And Aussie shares expected to lift on Tuesday, building on gains from Monday.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Tuesday, the 23rd of April. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Ryan, a welcome reprieve in the atmosphere as far as US stocks in particular are concerned. They found their footing this session as we record now. We've just seen the US markets close, the Dow Jones up by around 0.7%, the S&P 500 up 0.9%, the NASDAQ up 1.1%. The SPY futures still waiting on the platform, up by 0.2%, although the ASX 200 was up by 1% yesterday.
Well, yes, we did see the ASX lift by 1.4% yesterday. We saw the stock market rebound after a $2 trillion sell-off on Friday as tech shares rebounded and tensions in the Middle East dimmed, Tom.
They have been a big talking point. If you rank that up against the earnings season, the inflation figures, where would you rate the Middle East issue?
Presently at the back of the queue.
Mm. Ahead of, you know, Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, Tesla, Amazon, Meta, Nvidia, all reporting earnings, you have got more than $3 trillion worth of market cap waiting in the wings to report how they've fared over the course of the last quarter.
180 S&P 500 companies, more than 40% of its market capitalization, are due to report their results this week, Tom.
Yes.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
It's exciting.
I think,
can't wait.
Yeah, and I think if you put that into context, the S&P 500 has fallen by about 5% since the beginning of the month. For your money, does that give you a little more confidence in terms of dipping your toe in the water, Ryan? Or do you want to see the whites of the eyes of corporate earnings, of the PCE inflation numbers at the end of the week?
I like to see both. I think it's just the standard buy on the dip after a 5% pullback, the kind of situation that wakes people up to put money to work. But of course, investors looking ahead this week to the hugely significant earnings results, concerns about what the Fed is doing with pushing back any rate cuts. We've got a blackout for Fed speakers this week. We've got the all-important Federal Reserve meeting next week, so we won't hear the dulcet tones of any of those speakers this week.
Yes, we'll certainly be mourning their absence. So in terms of some of the themes that stood out last night, the technology space obviously led the improvements. The Philadelphia Semiconductor Index was up by 1.7% last night. Some of the features in that recovery included ARM Holdings shares. They were up by 7%. Of course, a noted chip designer, Nvidia, a chip maker, up 4%. Micron Technology, a memory space maker, up by around 2%. What has stood out to me, Ryan, is that we have often spoken about the leadership of technology, but the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index started its sell-off in early March, okay? And from that point, that index has fallen by the most part of 20%, down by about 16%. It took another 2.5, almost 3 weeks for the S&P 500 to sell off aggressively. Would you give it the hallmark of being a leader at the moment?
Well, certainly we are seeing the shine come off those AI-related stocks. That's the concern at the moment, whether that's the beginning of the end of that run or whether that will continue based on the earnings results we're expecting to see. So we have seen, of course, on Friday a 10% drop in NVIDIA. Today it's advanced 4.4%. We have seen some of those other mega cap growth stocks edge higher, like Alphabet, Amazon and Apple, up between 0.5% and 1.5%. But the one that stands out to me at the moment, Tom, is Tesla. It is under enormous pressure.
It's got a whiff, hasn't it?
It does. So it was down 3.4%, hitting a 15-month low. Its results are out tonight, which is going to be highly anticipated. The EV maker cut prices in a number of its major markets, including China and Germany, over the last 24 hours. And that follows price reductions in the United States. So Tesla's share price is down over 40% year to date. That's quite the carnage. And there's been a laundry list of woes for Tesla. We've had a dive in vehicle sales, Elon Musk's $56 billion pay package, which has been quite controversial. They've axed 10% of their staff. All eyes will be on whether they can explain China's growth decline, provide clear guidance on growth, margins and cash flow, and confirm development status of the Model 2 and detailed plans for AI tonight.
The bar is extraordinarily high
for
Tesla shares, and they are, if not the worst, one of the worst performing shares in the S&P 500.
One of the things that did stand out, though, Tom, in contrast to the EV, so we did see VinFast Auto down 9.5%, ChargePoint down 8.5%, Polestar down 4.4%, and Lucid Group 3.9%. So a bad day for the EVs. But legacy automakers were strong performers. So Ford Motor, for example, led the S&P 500 in terms of gainers, up 6.1%. It's got its earnings results on Wednesday, and General Motors was up about 2%, Tom.
It's true that we are sort of distracted. We're looking in one direction, preoccupied with the technology space, whereas your very long-established names can be doing extraordinarily well in another space. United Airlines stands out. Like, that organization bettered expectations off an extremely low base. But since reporting its earnings last week, Ryan, that's shares are up 30%.
Amazing.
That's extraordinary, right?
Yeah, so, for an airline,
yeah,
they're usually quite volatile.
I mean, it's a brave space to
compare that to Air New Zealand yesterday, which tanked. It's the other company that stood out last night was telecommunications giant Verizon. It was down 4.7%, one of the worst performers after posting mixed quarterly results, Tom.
Informatica is another organization that dipped last night. So this has been apparently reportedly in the crosshairs for Salesforce as a potential acquisition target. And that was dismissed overnight, which saw the shares down in double-digit terms. Let's quickly move over to what happened in Europe this day. So what we tended to see was communication stocks do quite well. Energy stocks did reasonably well also. BP, Shell, Total up by more than 1%. Workmanlike efforts from European stock indices. The Stock 600 was up 0.6. The FTSE up 1.6. The French market up by 0.25. And the German DAX up by around 0.7%. The underperforming groups there, technology didn't fare so well, and materials were flat. So that's something to keep an eye on as far as our own experience is concerned today.
If we look at the UK FTSE 100 index, it straddled record highs overnight. So markets now pricing in the likelihood of a rate cut in August. That has provided some support to the FTSE 100, along with the weaker British pound and also rising metal prices, as you mentioned. And a quick shout out to Greece. Of course, our boss, Nick Kritikos, is a person that has some interest in that country. The AFEX index gained 2% after credit ratings agency S&P revised the country's outlook to positive from stable. Who would have thought that after what we saw about a decade ago?
Indeed. Nick would be delighted for the reference morning. And the futures are indicating, as I said, that we'll be up by around 0.2% in local terms today. We've got some manufacturing numbers to look at. They're not going to move the needle. Everyone is in a ninja crouch anticipating tomorrow's quarterly inflation numbers.
That's right. So that's the key focus of this week, and we'll do a preview of that tomorrow. We've got the purchasing manager indexes for the services and manufacturing sector today, as you mentioned, Tom. Brambles, Northern Star Resources, Stanmore Resources and Strike Energy all issue quarterly production updates. Drone Shield hosts an annual general meeting. But in terms of the commodity markets, it looks like it could be a bit of a down day there. So that's probably holding back our SPY futures today. We've seen the US oil and Brent prices down about 0.3% overnight as that risk premium associated with the Middle East continues to fade from markets. One area of particular interest as well was gold. It was down 2.8% to $2,346.40 US dollars an ounce overnight. That's the biggest one-day decline intraday in about a year. And then, of course, iron ore futures were pretty steady, up 0.3% to 108.62 US dollars a ton.
And the Aussie dollar has been creeping higher. It's trading just short of 64.5 US cents, having had a spell below the 64 cent mark in the last couple of days. It's doing reasonably well, mainly because things have calmed down where the US dollar is concerned. So we're building up to some pretty impressive highlights as far as the week is concerned. Calm your nerves today, because they could potentially be down challenged in the days ahead. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting, and if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.